Hello, welcome to episode 3 of The Thief's Tale, season 2 of the Devil's Violin podcast. This time we're telling one story across 5 episodes, so if you haven't listened to episodes 1 and 2 yet, I suggest you do so now. Please note, this story is for adults. This podcast is free, but if you wish to send a donation so we can make more, you can do so at www.thedevilsviolin.co.uk/donate. At our website, you can also buy a download of this podcast and some of our previous shows. Our thanks go to the Arts Councils of Wales and England for their support with this project. In an attempt to help 3 callow Scottish brothers, the old thief Conall Crovey had been captured while trying to steal the King of Ireland's favourite stallion. The King was eager to boil them all in oil, but Conall struck a bargain with him. If Conall could only tell a tale of a time when he had been in a tighter scrape than the one he was in at that moment, then one of the Scots would go free. By the time I resume the story, one young Scot had already been freed. Conall Crovey said to the King and the King's mother, "That ship left me behind. I was floating in the middle of the ocean, surrounded by black sea and starry sky. I cursed my misfortune. Day came. I grew more and more exhausted. Then I glimpsed movement in the corner of my eye. A flock of seagulls were squabbling over something. I swam toward them. I smelled it before I saw it. It was a dead whale. I scared off the gulls and dragged myself onto the whale's back. I lay on the stinking whale for days, fending off the angry gulls. My skin blistered. My lips cracked. The days were cruel hot. The nights cruel cold. One morning I saw an island. I don't remember reaching it. The next I remember was a woman standing over me. I remember her picking me up in her arms like a sleeping infant. I remember her carrying me to a cart. I remember the rolling of the cart under me. She took me to her home and nursed me. As I recovered, I learnt this was an island where only girl children were born. They needed incomers to breed. Your Majesties, here, men have the upper hand, but there, it was the women. It was the women who worked the fields, and the men who kept the house." Not only was I grateful to the woman who had rescued me, but to my joy I discovered that I liked her company better than anyone I'd ever known. she asked me to marry her. I was delighted to consent. She was wealthy. We wanted for nothing. I had been carried to paradise on the bloated corpse of a rotting whale. Time passed. My best friend was another sailor whom fate had cast onto the shore of this island. One day, I heard my friend's wife had died suddenly, so I went to pay him my respects, to offer him my condolences. What a state I found him in. He was prowling, raving, cursing. "My friend," I said, "your wife would not want you to carry on like this. She would want you to live." My friend stopped. "What are you talking about?" "You don't know. No one thought to tell you. On this island, when a wife dies, her husband is buried with her." I said, "What?" The funeral was the very next day. I and my wife joined the mourners and processed up a hill, singing, till we came to a great flat stone. My friend had led the procession behind the funeral bier, his eyes downcast. The flat stone was lifted with a winch. The hill was hollow. A buzzing cloud of flies emerged from beneath the rock. The mourners lowered the corpse on a rope into the black pit beneath. My friend became anxious, restive. The mayoress offered him bread and water. He struck it out of her hand and ran. The mourners seized him. He resisted, but they overpowered him. He thrashed and screamed, but they threw him down and rolled him from head to foot in cloth. Then they attached a rope to him and lowered him into the hole. I heard his muffled pleading as he disappeared from view. They threw down the bread and water after him and put back the rock. Beside me, my wife coughed. I said, "Are you feeling all right? Is anything wrong?" "Nothing," she said, "just a snuffle." I rushed her home. I put her to bed. I cooked her healthy food. I bought her lotions, potions, sent for physicians, magicians. She was dead within a week. The funeral came. Just as my friend had been, I was taken up the hill. I said to the mayoress, "Now, might this not be a moment to move with the times? Do you not think that we owe it to future generations to conserve scarce resources? Do you really think you have enough virile specimens like myself to throw me away so unnecessarily?" They grabbed me, they bound me, they rolled me into the cloth cocoon, they lowered me into the stinking pit. "Tell me, Your Highness," said the thief, "was I not in a tighter scrape then than the one I'm in now?" "What?" said the king. "Again?" "He was," said the king's mother. "He was." "Well then," said the thief, "will you give me the worth of my tale?" "Very well," said the king. "The second brother is free." Now tell us, Conall Crovey, what happened next? And there you have it. We hope you enjoyed episode 3. Episode 4 will be available at 8 p.m. next Sunday. The Devil's Violin are Daniel Morden, storyteller, Sarah Moody on cello, and Oliver Wilson-Dixon on violin. Oliver also mixed and produced the podcast. When circumstances allow, The Devil's Violin will be back on tour with a new show, The Beast in Me. To be sure to hear the next episode and to get the info on where and when we're playing, please hit the subscribe button. Don't forget, you can donate at www.thedevilsviolin.co.uk/donate. Thank you for listening. See you next Sunday.